Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Miss Congeniality. I am so excited because this is my first guest episode of my new era, and I have with me someone that when I come to Austin, I'm like, I need to see you, I need to be in the same room with you, because we're constantly connecting over social media. We actually met doing this conference together that we were just discussing. It was called Her Conference. We were sat on the same panel and we just immediately were like, we see each other a little bit. And she is so many things, one of them being a Gleek, which is like the main reason that we're here today. But she's like a pop culture icon. She knows so much about pop culture, so much about television, so much about media. She works at Bumble as a senior social media manager. So she's also fun, flirty, and fresh. Please welcome my amazing, incredible, beautiful friend, Mac, which I just find out is her nickname. But you have to tell me about your nickname. Like, why is it your nickname? We were just getting into it, that I was like, stop right there.
Okay, so Makita, Mac. Mac is my nickname because I made a Twitter account for Justin Bieber in 2011.
I did not know where you were going with that. I think I knew that about you.
Yeah. Big believer. Big believer first, Gleek second, human third.
Yeah.
In that order.
That's me.
Yeah. And it was JB Lover Makita, and people were like, how do you say that? So then I was like, Mac. So that if you don't know how to say my name, you can just say Mac. Yeah. And then everyone started calling me Mac. And they're like, where'd you get that? And I was like, I actually gave it to myself.
Wait, I kind of love that. It's like taking ownership because everyone always mispronounces my name. I've definitely mispronounced your name, but now I know Makita. Everybody calls me Ellie. And it gets to the point that I develop relationships with people, like full-blown relationships. Then they will not know that it's Eli. Because I'm just like, it just happens and I just let it almost. I don't know if you feel the same way. It kind of is a power move to like make yourself your own nickname and be like, this is what you can call me, and that way we can just avoid.
Like, this is, I'm taking ownership of this, but like, I agree. Like, I'll let people, because it's just weird. Because it's like, I know no one means no harm, but then I'm like,
I'm the same way. I made a TikTok about this recently where it's like, I know, I almost don't care, but it's like, I do care at the same time. I'm like, okay, like, if it's just a one-off, like a hotel or a reservation, who the fuck cares?
I'll never see you again.
But when I see the person all the time, I'm like, okay, now I don't know. But then there's like, what is the nickname for my name? Mac is a cool nickname.
Thank you.
I really like it.
Thank you.
Wait, so tell me a little bit about this fan account that we had.
Okay, so it started because Justin was on... Okay, Justin, yeah, I like...
Justin.
like fully
You're
first
on a first
name basis.
Name basis. You know him. Wait, have you met him?
I wish. Like, I've been so close so many times, but never. He was on 106 and Park on BET. And, like, the tweets used to run across the screen. And I was like, I want my tweet to run across the screen. So I'm in eighth grade. I'm in, like, a class. And I'm like, I'm making a Twitter today so he can see my tweet.
Yeah.
And that's why it was JB Lover Makita. And it was like, I love you so much. You're the star, the sun. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, I think there is a pipeline that needs to be talked about more, from like fangirl to marketer to musician exec. Like, there is a pipeline there.
Yeah.
Because think of all the skills you learn. You learn how to stalk is not the right word, but you learn how to use
gain
your resources and gain information to find out where they're at.
Community building,
community management. If you're running a fan account.
Yes.
It's a whole thing. Yeah.
It's a whole thing. And think about all the girls who run fan accounts now. They're definitely working in marketing. They're working in PR. They're like putting
video editors. The fan cams. That's talent.
And the montages, like lyric montages on YouTube.
And the way they put it together so fast. We'll see an award show, and within minutes, there's a fan cam of every single appearance of that night. I'm like, damn, you work fast.
You guys work hard.
Yeah.
But it's also just like unpaid. It's an unpaid, it's unpaid work. It's like an unpaid internship.
I know. And like, they're so passionate about it. Like, and someone posts their fan cams, they're like, OMG. They'll put in the bio, like, noticed three times. Like, it's dedication.
No, I love when they're like, Ari liked four times.
Yeah.
And I'm like, stop.
But I also feel like, so there's obviously, like, fans everywhere. But, like, Brazil fans, that's a different beast.
Yes. What? Why?
I don't know. Like, they camp out for 200 plus days.
My best friend is Brazilian. I should ask her.
Please.
Because her parents are from there, like, whole family lives there. And you're so right. Like, you always see the Brazilian flag in, like, the biggest fan accounts, like, in their bios.
Yeah. And, like, when you go, like, someone performs there, they're always the loudest audience. Like, if it's, like, Bella Hadid, Brazil, it's, like, updates on
every
the hour.
Every single second. It's like, that's where you want to be.
Yeah.
Damn. So, you know the one that I follow religiously is T.S. Tour Tips?
Yes, I have seen
Autumn.
You post that one, yeah.
Autumn is just...
Wait, okay, not you on first name basis with her.
Yeah, no, I don't actually know her. I just die because she is such, like, a heart of gold person. actually, I don't know her proper pronouns. I'm just going to say they, because yeah. I know they have a partner. I don't know exactly their pronouns, but they're just like a heart of gold type of person. And a couple times they've posted being like, first of all, they get up no matter the time difference for every single concert and post live updates. They have people wow. on the ground that they know that are going to be at the concerts. Like, basically, if I was going to go to one of the concerts, I would DM Autumn and be like, I'll be your girl. Like, I'll be on the, like, I'll be on the ground for you.
Fan takeover.
Yeah, yes, I'll be on the ground for you. Yeah. I know exactly what that is because I've done that before. And, like, going to a concert is, like, so something fun, but, like, these people are clocking into work. Yeah. It's crazy. So, people will, like, do that. They'll be like, okay, like, I'm going to be on the ground for you. Then Autumn will set an alarm for whatever time the concert starts at. So, like, when they're in Singapore, I don't know where Autumn lives, but I feel like it's, like, maybe Canada. I don't know.
Yeah.
They will, like, be awake at whatever hour actively posting. And they feel really bad when they miss a show. But it's like, baby, like, this is not.
This is free.
This is not your job.
You're like, doing this for fun.
You are doing a full-time job for fun and for free. And they will post the most earnest, like, long-winded paragraphs about, like, why they had to miss a show and, like, please remember this. And I'm like, if anyone comes for Autumn, I'll fucking come for you.
You're like, everybody, I will form a defense yeah, league for
everybody
Autumn.
Is like, the Swifties are crazy. I'm like, no, the Autumn fans are fucking insane. Like, I will come and be like, leave them alone. Like, they are doing so much for us.
Like the Britney video, circa like 2012. Like, leave Britney alone!
Yeah, literally that. It's literally that. That's how I am with Autumn. How do you feel about the Swift, the Taylor Swift of it all, the Swift culture, the Swift fans? Don't worry. They're used to, my audience is used to like a casual, either a casual fan or somebody who's a naysayer. Who's like, okay. I'm not. They're not. They won't freak out.
So I've been on a journey okay. with Miss Swift. Growing up, if you asked me, like, who's my favorite male singer, who's my favorite female singer, it was Justin Bieber and Taylor Swift. And then, like, I'm so – this is, like, my first time saying this publicly.
We're getting the real tea, you guys. We're getting the tea.
Like, the Kim of it all?
The Kim of it all.
I kind of – like, that was, like, when I was, like, damn. Like, okay, maybe this was stuff I wasn't seeing. Yeah. Like, when people would be, like, oh, like, her feminism isn't intersectional. And, like, I would be, like, who are you to say that? Like, how dare you come for her?
Yeah.
Like, no, I actually threw a math book at my friend's head in eighth grade. No, this was high school. Because she was like.
Somehow it's worse. And so it's high school.
Because she was like, oh, Taylor sweeps around. It's when she was dating Harry.
Yeah.
And like, you know, all the directioners were like very angry at her.
They were like, no, no, no.
No.
Yeah.
Which is funny now because all of them are like such big Swifties.
Swifties, yeah.
And I was like, how dare you come for her? Like, I'm yeah. a little feminist back in. Like ninth yeah. grade.
You were like, do not slut shame her.
Don't you dare come for yeah. my sister.
Yeah.
So I feel like the Kim of it all, like I kind of switched off. And I will say like Lover, Reputation is when I stopped like tuning into her.
Yeah.
And then like I've never not listened to her music. Like I feel like I grew up with her, like Sagittarius Sisters.
Yeah, it's just like a part of it.
Like Back to December, I feel like she wrote that for me.
Yeah, that one was about you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so,
very personal.
I feel like I wouldn't say – I always say that I'm a retired Swiftie.
Okay.
Like, I love her down, but, like, I don't follow her life. I'm not, like, clued in. Like, I'm like, honestly, stan culture is hard. And, like, I'm an adult. Like
– stan culture is stressful.
I can't commit that much time to being yeah. – like, I am not a clue girl. I am not about Easter eggs. Like, I can't do all that. Like, I got enough to worry about where Justin is, like, coming back to music or not. Like
– yeah, you're –
I'm tapped out.
You're clocked in, like, someone saying, pray for the Biebers, and you're, like, logging into code to try to figure out what that means.
There is an embarrassing video of me, like, when I found out that he was engaged. Like, I knew we weren't going to be together, okay? I'm not delusional. I knew we weren't going to be together. But when he got engaged, that was, like, the
you're
note.
Like, now it's really
I was like,
not
that
happen.
Is the nail in the coffin. Like, it's really not going to yeah. happen. And I cried.
Yeah, you were, like,
so
sobbing.
Much. Like, Kim K. Cry.
My name and earring. But it's like Justin Bieber. But okay, Mrs. Bieber, you like her though.
Yeah, I like her.
I'm wrong. Okay.
Yeah, I like
we
her. I like Rhode. Like, if they weren't together, would I be as clued into her? Probably not.
Yeah.
But like, she's non-problematic in my eyes. Okay. Yeah. Everyone has problematic behavior. But like, yeah. overall, she does her stuff. She sells her little lippies,
she's
which
quiet.
I love.
Yeah.
Like, she is a fashion girl. She posts when she wants to. And she's like a little fun. Like,
yeah.
she's a little humorous. Like, I'd love to like talk to her, get inside her brain.
Yeah. I'd love to hang out with her as yeah. well. I would love to hang out with her as well. So obviously, you and I could talk all day about pop culture and media. And I want to do that. So I'm going to ask you some like, high, like, big overall questions about, like, TV, media, music, and then we'll get into the glee of it all, because, like,
that's what
we have to do it. Yeah, like, yeah. I've actually never had, like, a full-blown episode dedicated to glee, and not that this whole episode will be, because I'm sure we'll go in a million tangents, but, like, it's thematic. It's one of our themes.
Every week, there is a voice memo, a text thread, a meme
something about glee.
About glee.
Yeah, yeah. It's very important.
It makes my week.
So, me too. So, Ariana Grande, yes or no, yay or nay, how are you feeling about the new album?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I will defend my sister down forever and always.
Period.
That's my girl.
Like, we're standing on business. Look at us. Go fuck yourself.
Period. I'm so sorry.
No, it's just like, here's my thing that I've said so many times and it makes no sense to me. How is it that homewrecking allegations are worse than beating the shit out of your girlfriend or wife? No, like, please explain to me. Like, people are like, oh my God, like, you're a fan of hers. Ugh, like, wow, like, didn't see that coming from you. Like, gross. Like, just, I'm like, it's home wrecking allegations. Chris Brown is on your playlist, babe.
Now, wake that up.
Yeah.
Wake it up.
Yeah.
Because
what?
Every single, and I have defended her down for years.
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 And it's always like, well, she did this, she did this. Well, we don't even know really what she did.
You think she did that.
And even if she did that, like you said, there is a laundry list of people that I could really go into. And I don't tit for tat, but like be so fucking for real.
Be so fucking for real. And if you want to talk about homewrecking, what about the laundry list of people we know have cheated? We know have left their families for the Church of Scientology. Like people, no, like people have really gone so fucking wild. And we're over here like she might have homewrecked a relationship. I'm like, and sorry, what? Like,
I'm like, nobody is doing it like her. I was commenting on her Instagram post for the past year and a half. Like, please come back. The Billboard charts miss you. Like, no, I'm so glad she's back.
No, I needed to have her back. And then everybody switching up. Like, oh, this album. Like,
I'm what's like, your favorite song?
Oh, my God. So, okay, I love Bye.
Okay.
I love We Can't Be Friends and I love Eternal Sunshine right now. But I feel like those are also the ones being pushed at me through, like, TikTok. Yeah. And, like, they're all being sped up and all of those things. The album as a whole, I think, a listen through from start to finish, it's perfect.
Yeah.
When she said people are going to want more music, but this album is fully complete as it is, she was right. Like, mm-hmm. I do want more.
Yeah.
But I'm like, it's perfect. What about you?
I agree. And like, everyone's coming for Yes And. And I'm not saying I would have picked it as a lead single. But when you listen to it, like, from start to finish, it makes sense. It tells the story.
It makes so much sense.
Like, it makes sense.
Also, by the way, like, if you don't start dancing a little bit when you hear that, you're wrong. Like, you're lying. People are like, oh, it sounds like Madonna. I'm like, that was probably the point.
Yeah, like she got inspiration. Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Are you alive? You Everyone gets inspiration from somewhere.
Like, where have you been? So I'm such a big fan of hers. I love her so much. And
same.
I really don't understand the controversy. Like, it's really...
The way that they act like you're, like, liking the person that, like, hurt someone.
Emotionally. But it wasn't her. Like, how do we know that he didn't say to his wife, like, I'm done, and then left, and then started dating her. Like, everybody is somebody's ex. Am I saying it's, like, the most morally incredible thing ever? Am I like, oh, my God, give her the Nobel Peace Prize? No, right. But we're talking about music.
Right. And, like, my sister is problematic. Like, there, some of the dots do connect.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the album at hand is perfect.
Yes, and also, she's been through a lot. And
she's been
I don't think
so
a lot of
excuses,
bad behavior, but, like, a lot of these people getting on a high horse about her and, like, hating her and all this stuff. And, like, I don't think you understand, like, the amount that she's been through.
1,000%.
And yet people still, all they can talk about is, like, oh, she's too skinny. Oh, she's this, she's that. I'm like, if I was her, it would make my head explode. Like, how is it 2024 and we're still talking about someone's body? Like, really, be so fucking for real.
Now, that could be it. Oops, sorry. That could be an episode alone because, like, It's just got to end. Like, we move, like, 5 steps forward, and then we move, like, 80 steps back.
And everyone's like, well, we're worried about her. And I'm like, well, if you
are... Are you her doctor?
Yeah, are you her doctor? Are you her close friend? Are you her sibling? Are you her grandma? Are you her boyfriend's, like... Plenty of people in her life can worry about her. Plenty of people in her life can call her out on her shit if there is shit. Both of those things are not really your job.
Yeah.
And, like, filling her comment sections and making videos being like, is Ariana Grande okay? Here's a comparison of her body then to her body now. It's 2024, babe.
Like, how do you get on the internet and say, I'm going to dissect a stranger's body? Because at the end of the day, no matter how much you love someone, you don't know these people.
Don't fucking know them.
Like, as much as I think I know Justin, I don't
know him.
maybe.
That one's different. You're different. You're different. No, but it's really, the thing is that she also had to come online and say, like, the photos that you guys are showing that are me when I was healthy, like, I was dealing with drugs. I was drinking so much. I was incredibly depressed. Like, I was battling an eating disorder. Like, you do not know me. And I'm like, fuck, like.
Hop off her.
Also, she made that video and people still.
Like,
do you?
They're still going. Hop off her ponytail. Leave ponytail alone.
Leave ponytail alone, period, end of story.
Yeah.
Next topic, Beyonce's country era.
I feel like what a time to live in Texas.
No, I literally, didn't I not text you being like, does it feel personal?
Yeah.
Did you wake up and it felt personal? Because for me, like, when it came out, it felt low-key personal because I, like, know people in Texas. I was like, I need to make this about the fact that, like, I don't know. Like,
you have a connection.
Exactly, exactly. And then I saw Lady Gaga, who's, like, my personal number one favorite celebrity of all time, driving a car around L.A., pulling, like, the Texas Hold'em sign. And I was like, first of all, what the fuck? Second of all, telephone part two. Like, what is happening?
Telephone part two. Like, I just, I will get emotional. Beyonce is just such a person I feel like I've followed my whole life, like, grown up, like, just admiring someone's, like, work ethic and talent. And, like, I am just so excited for this new act. Like, watching Renaissance the movie, I just felt so inspired. And I watched it the night before my birthday.
Mm.
And I literally woke up on my birthday and, like, blared the album. And I was just like, wow, fuck, like, I could run a 5K right now. Like, I... I'm not a runner. I am not a runner.
I'm a fucking 5K right now.
Like... I love that she's just taking genres back and, like, being like, black people created this. Like, I'm going to continue to own this and I'm, like, going to do the damn thing. The way that Texas Hold'em has, like, reached mommy bloggers, like, from, like, mommy bloggers to, like, hip hop. Like, you
didn't
everybody is listening to this song.
People who said they didn't like Beyonce's music are like, okay, this is, like, an incredible song. Like, literally everybody.
I'm like, I know it's a trending song, but then I see brands, like, on TikTok, and I'm like, whoa, like, I wouldn't expect you to be Texas Hold'em.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so ye motherfucking haw.
Ye motherfucking haw. I am worried about the ticket prices.
Oh,
because the first time around, those were a little bit up there.
They were definitely up there. I maybe sold a goat and a baby attached to it to go.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm not missing this. I'm such a concert girl. And, like, with quarantine and everything, not being able to go to live concerts, like, that was such a part of my childhood, and I made so many memories through that. So I was like, I can't miss this concert.
You can't miss it. My boyfriend had the card that you needed, but it was his work card, so he had to I made him ask his boss, can she use the work card, and then I'll pay it off, like, obviously,
right,
when, like, we do receipts, like, I'll just take the charge. And they said yes, but then it was, like, so expensive.
You were like,
that they were like, what was that? And he was like, yeah, those are the tickets for Beyonce that my girlfriend just, like, had to have. And I was like, yeah, as you should. But
I love that.
The thing is, she is the most talented living artist of our time.
I feel like, I honestly feel blessed.
I feel blessed
to be able to experience it.
No, after Renaissance, like, at concerts, like, I feel like at the Eras, I went twice, and I was, like, jumping and dancing and singing. At Renaissance, I, like, almost couldn't get myself to, like, experience it in, like, a party drinking kind of way because I was so, like, overwhelmed by the level of talent.
Yeah,
that makes sense. Production. I've never seen her live, and just, like, the creativity, like, I literally have chills thinking about it. The artistry,
the storytelling,
the fuck, like, literally everything. Element. And it wasn't about Beyonce as a performer, it was about the album and the story it told. And I think that's the difference. The difference maker.
People, and the community it embraces.
Like, to watch, like, my brother, who's, like, a member of the queer community, like, get to watch that and, like, be celebrated, but then also just, like, everybody else around us.
Feels, like, so, like, this is home.
Emotional. Like we're here. And, like, the whole segment of, like, the voguing segment with the dancers, like, I was, like, brought to tears. And I know that was supposed to be, like, a party moment. But I was like, no, this is, like, so fucking impactful.
Like, someone this big putting such amazing people on a platform like this. Like, this is insane.
Literally crazy. Yeah. Literally crazy. It was just, like, from start to finish perfect. And I'm literally counting down the days. I know this album is going to be my personality.
No, I'm so excited. Like, I am going to be, like, freaking get me a beer and some Daisy Dukes.
No, literally.
My windows will be down. Like,
Cowboy
blasting
Carter,
this album.
Let's
like,
go.
I'm so excited. Also, did not expect the name.
Because I was like, I always think she hates him. Like, just a little bit.
honestly, I thank him because of that elevator moment. The fact that that exists,
you're like, good.
That's a moment in pop culture.
I saw a video of a relationship coach breaking down their relationship, and he was like, the reason someone like Jay-Z cheats on someone like Beyonce is that that is a woman who is so far out of any man's league. Just like in general, she's like so much more talented than every man, so much more beautiful, like just so much more perfect than all men ever, that the only way that he can like maintain and deal with his ego is like finding a way to knock her down to his level. And so he would do that to like ego check her almost. It was like an interesting, I wish I had this creator's name, but it was a really interesting like psychological eval. And I was like, I mean, I don't agree with him cheating on her ever, but that's like a fair, I guess, analysis of like why psychologically he would feel the need to do that, because she is just so far out of all men's league, I think, to me.
Yeah, I honestly feel like anyone that cheats, it's like it is an ego thing within themselves. Because you know how people are always like, such and such got cheated on. How can – I'm like, it never has to do with the way the person looks and that person at all. Like, it's all internally that person. Sure, there's always, well, you weren't giving me this, you weren't giving them that. But, like, that's shit that you need to work out internally. That's not the other person.
Exactly. Because, like, you so easily could have been like, bye.
Bye.
If that's actually how you really felt. Yeah. It's definitely an ego thing. But it was an interesting
– I'm going to look for it because I'm interested.
No, find it. I'll go back. Do you know how you can see your, like, viewed videos?
Yeah.
I'll go back and find it and send it to you. Please do. It was interesting. But I think, the name did surprise me. But I like how much she's leaning into the cowboy of it all.
Yeah. I heard – there was another TikTok I saw yesterday that, like, my undiagnosed ADHD couldn't finish, so I saved it. Which I'm gonna work on that.
We are working on things.
I'm like, working in social media or like being on TikTok consistently for this many years, like, it is so hard to watch things for longer than 35 seconds, really.
Yeah,
but it was like explaining the story for why it's called Cowboy Carter, so okay. I need you watch it.
Okay, yeah. I want to see that.
It was like history and like a family and this and that. I was like, oh, shit. Okay, I'm going to watch that.
Damn.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. It.
Okay, other thing. I saw a TikTok that said that she recorded a version of Jolene.
I saw a leaked set list that says Jolene's on there.
I'm sick.
I'm like, honestly.
I'm actually going to be sick.
I'm gonna be sick. I love Miley Cyrus's rendition of Jolene.
Yeah, same.
Like,
Miley Cyrus eats covers.
Eats.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner. Her. Like, several snacks a day of covers. Like, yeah. Just eats them up.
Well, also Kelly Clarkson.
Oh.
Kelly Clarkson?
If I ever, like, released a song, I would be like, I hope it flops. Because if this is a good song, Kelly Clarkson's going to go on the Kelly Clarkson show and sing it. And I'm going to look
a fool. She's going to eat you up. Yeah. No, I love her. Love her.
Yeah, I would love a Beyonce Jolene cover.
Fingers crossed that it was true and we get that. Because that, honestly, would make 2024.
It would make me that and Telephone Part 2.
Oh my,
I would just like not be okay.
I feel once again blessed to be alive, like in that time, like just like the Lady Gaga of it all, and like
culturally so significant.
So significant, like watching her rise, I was like, wow, because growing up, I was like, I want to be a superstar. And my mom was like, you can be a superstar at anything you do. I'm like, no, girl. Like, a superstar, like Mom. Hannah Montana, pop like, that's going to be fucking bitch. Me.
Yeah.
And, like, Lady Gaga, I was like, I can do it. Like, I could be it.
I saw a tweet the other day that was like, I feel so bad for you if you weren't around during the rise of Lady Gaga. Like, the meat dress.
The meat dress.
The fucking, like.
She put it on for the VMAs.
She said every single fucking time. What is that paparazzi performance? Was that at the VMAs?
I think so.
Sick.
I got to see her at the VMAs.
No. Like, I did see the Chromatica ball. Like, nothing.
Okay, that's iconic.
Though. Yeah, it was iconic. Nothing huge to write home about. Like, I think it was
like core memory.
Core memory. And I think, like, that was the first time I've ever seen her live. And I think, like, listening to her do, she did, like, Born This Way, like, half on the piano. And then she also did Always Remember Us This Way from A Star Is Born. And, like, those memories are, like, Chromatica's an album I loved, but, like, the aesthetic of it doesn't make a ton of sense to me. Like, the alien situation happening, like, extraterrestrial vibes. And then, like, she doesn't talk at all during her concert, so it was just very, like...
You know what? That's interesting, because I saw Olivia Rodrigo last week, and I was thinking about that, because I'm like, I love Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah.
Like, she makes love me her. Feel like a teenage girl.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I don't know her.
Yeah. Who is she?
Who is she? Who Which is, like, Olivia definitely Rodrigo. Strategic, and, like, I kind of love that we don't know her, but we love her. And, like, she's so, like, badass, but we don't, like, she doesn't talk.
Yeah. Same Gaga.
Yeah.
But I think she wants it that way.
Yeah.
We don't know her. Like,
which is okay.
Where in the world is Gaga pulling the Texas Hold'em sign around the road, calling paparazzi on herself? But, like, where is she otherwise? You don't know her.
Which I kind of love, but also, like, I kind of like.
Give me more.
Yeah. Like, I kind of, like, not a Selena Gomez fan, but, like, I kind of do, which love Rare Beauty. But I kind of love that we, like, see, like, when she spirals online. Like, it's kind of sick that we, like, get let in like that. Or, like, yeah.
It's like, what other celebrity is giving us that? Who isn't, like, a Real Housewife or a Kardashian?
Right.
I mean, Kardashians didn't spiral online.
Exactly. Like, if you grew up in, like, 2014 to 2016, like, you were on Kylie's everything, her Snapchat.
Yeah.
But, like, now, it's, like, very curated content.
Yeah. It's interesting. So, kind of good segue. What is, like, your big three TV shows? Like, your favorite TV shows that you're always coming back to that, like, just speak to you the most?
Okay. This is hard. Because, like Eli said, I watch a lot of TV.
You watch a lot, yeah. What are, like, your legacy shows? Like, the ones that you're always going to be like, that is a part of my, like, brain, heart, life forever.
Okay. Insecure by Issa Rae. Yeah. I think I didn't watch that show when it was, like, live.
Yeah.
Because it was, like, live when I was in college and I didn't relate as much. Or, like, I didn't know I could relate. And I wasn't on HBO. But watching it, I watched the last season live, which was, like, 2 years ago now. And, like, I just think that is one of the best shows ever created. Like, such a beautiful story. Like, amazing cinematography. The way that she was able to storytell throughout every single season. So I think that's definitely a top one. Glee.
Glee.
Period. Glee is up there. Because
yeah.
And, like, this is probably not a hot take, but I think, like, seasons 1 through 3. Like, oh, really?
Yeah, no, they really hit.
Yeah.
They hit.
And then, okay, I think I'm going to throw a oddball in there. Secret Life of American Teenager.
How could you not?
Like,
Because it was so formative. Like, when did you watch that?
I think in, like, fifth grade.
Fifth grade.
Yeah.
Fifth grade, sixth grade. Like, we were there.
Yeah. Like, you're my whore.
Yeah.
Like, I actually got flagged on Facebook for saying that. And I was like, I was quoting a show.
But. You're like, this is media. This is culture.
Like, sorry.
Sorry.
Like, The Sausage King?
Yeah.
Ben Boykovich?
Yeah.
Like, honestly, I could have a podcast.
Yeah, just about that. Dedicated to Secret Life. Just that. Just that. Yeah. So, okay. So, we're going to talk about Glee now because we've actually been talking, I just noticed, for 30 minutes.
Oh, shit. We're yappers.
Wait, have we or only 16? No, that's the time. We've been talking for 30. Yeah. We have 27:41.
Wow. Oh, damn.
Look at us. Wow. We've been talking for 30 minutes. So we're going to segue into the glee of it all. So we're big Gleeks. Big Gleeks. When was your most recent rewatch?
I think it was last year.
Okay.
Because I was on my ex's Disney Plus.
Yeah.
And he kicked me off. And then I was like, oh.
It's really fucking unfair. Yeah.
But I'm back on now. I've got my big girl. Got my own.
Yeah.
So I'm due for another.
Oh, I thought you were back on his.
No. He offered. But I was like, you kicked me off. I will not give you the chance to do that
again. No. Okay, so I want to go through each of, like, the big main characters and kind of give, like, our take on them. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Okay, Rachel Berry.
Rachel Berry, my queen, my icon. Girl. Like, you will never make me hate her.
You won't make me hate her. Like, yeah, was it fucked up when she sent Sunshine Corazon to a crack house? Of course it was, but it wasn't active.
But, like, she's that girl. I'm so sorry. Like, she's a Sagittarius. We actually have the same birthday, December 18th.
No.
She's a star. Like, also, you cannot convince me otherwise.
Also, I love when the rest of the Glee Club complains about her. And I'm like, okay, well, you guys are a bunch of, like, low-key fuck-ups without her. I'm sorry. Like, you guys are going to go up against Vocal Adrenaline. Let her walk. Seriously, let her walk. Watch what happens.
I feel like that audio, it's like, maybe if you had a business you cared about, that is Rachel Berry. Yeah. Because she cares. Like,
she cares.
She knows she's going to be a star, and she wants to be a star. So nothing's going to stand in her way. And who are you to judge her?
No.
Like, I'm sorry. Is she terrible and annoying and everything Santana has ever said about her?
Yes.
But she's still that girl.
She's still that girl. And here's the thing about Rachel Berry. I feel like Santana can get, well, we'll talk about her and I love her. She can get mean a little bit. Yeah. Rachel Berry just never really gets mean. Like, she kind of just
doesn't have the chops.
No, you can laugh at her, but, like, she could never be, like, actually mean. Like, she's conniving and she can be an asshole, but I don't think she has it in her to be mean.
Yeah, she would never be a housewife. She'd be a friend of.
Yeah.
She couldn't do it.
So friend of vibes.
Yeah.
She's like Chloe and Kim's, like, mom friends, like the soccer moms that Kim hangs out with. That, like, they aren't, like, a big part of the show, but you'll
see them. Oh, okay.
They're all getting on the PJ together. She's that.
She's like, oh, Oh, you, yeah. She but, like, when it's her time, it's her time.
Exactly, exactly. Santana.
You know what? I love Santana, but I feel like watching it, like, growing up, like, I didn't get her.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't appreciate her for who she is.
Yeah.
Watching it now and, like, as I've grown up, like, I'm like, oh, Santana's, like, such an it girl.
Yeah.
But, like, before, like, I was just like, she's mean to Rachel. Yeah. Like, I was such a Rachel stan that I was like, come on. But, like, I realize now that, like, she's everything. She is the it girl. She is the Maria.
Yeah. She is the Maria. Oh, my God. Bachelor. They know. Wait. Yeah. So I made a – there was a reel up on my podcast Instagram about how Maria is just intellectually out of Joey's league anyway. So it's good that she got voted off. Like, Joey's a sweetie and a lover. And, like, I'm obsessed with him. But he's a himbo. And, like, she's a woman with a brain that's really working. Yeah. Like, really working overtime as well. And, like, honestly, it's for the best. And she liked it.
Oh, she was like real.
She was like,
censor her group chat.
Yeah. She was like, this girl knows. I was dead. Yeah, no, I totally agree. I love Santana. One of my favorite episodes of Glee is Fleetwood Mac. Mm. Oh my God, that landslide with is that Gwyneth Paltrow?
That's Gwyneth Paltrow.
Period.
She was locked in. She like it she up. Got her
Sorry,
Glee check.
You? Oh. Oh my God.
What's it called?
One of the best.
Holly? What?
Holly Holiday. Holly fucking Holiday. No, like, that's another one that they can't really make me hate. Like, no. I can acknowledge that Gwyneth Paltrow is, like, 1 million terrible things.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like...
But Holly?
Holly? Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. You can't make me hate Holly Holiday.
You cannot make
like,
me hate
sorry,
her.
Like, sorry. She was so good. Acting on.
Like,
vocals there.
Vocals there. Like, landslide? Oh, my...
Oh, my God.
Like, in the feels.
No, so good. So good. Okay. Finn Hudson. So I feel like we can't, like... I feel bad, like, saying anything.
Like, I... Jesus? Like...
Jesus.
The OG himbo, actually.
The OG himbo. Yeah. Just that... So, like, on my rewatches, some of the things he does and says, I'm like... Oh.
Yeah.
Why?
I'm like, why was I so attracted to him? And I know why. He was a 6-something white man.
Yeah.
Like... like...
If you had to pick one Glee guy, who would you pick?
Sam.
Sam.
Yeah. Probably because, like, of the Sam and Mercedes of it all.
Yeah. Oh, I'm my like, God. Sam, Sadies. They're my favorite. It's my favorite couple.
Yeah. Well, Rachel and Finn.
Rachel and Finn's, like, your number one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a quick break to talk about one of our new sponsors. Today we are talking about Olive and June. And you guys, my mom and I were recently lamenting about how we hate going to the nail salon, we hate getting our nails done, and we just don't know what we're supposed to be getting. Like, everything that I get done, it feels like my nails are breaking and they're just, like, so thin. And so we both together decided to start using Olive and June. And then Olive and June was like, we want to be a sponsor on the podcast. And I was so excited. I just feel so much better when my nails are done, but I hate going to get them done. Also, these days, manicures are getting really pricey, and doing your nails at home is super accessible with Olive and June. You guys, they literally give you everything you need for a salon quality manicure, but in one box. And listen, I am not the type of person that can DIY things. Like, I'm not like that. That's not me. And it's just tangible, easy, and accessible enough that I can do it, or you can have a friend do it for you. You can completely customize it with your choice of up to 6 polishes. The polish legitimately does not chip, and it lasts 7 days or more, and it breaks down to just $2 a manicure. It is so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. Like, my nails, I'm not kidding, used to be brittle and falling apart, and now they look so much stronger and healthier. This is such an affordable thing. Also, I'm in my budgeting era, saving up for some big purchases, and it's just way better than going to the salon and getting my nails done. It's literally a manicure in less than 10 minutes. It's better than gel. It's non-damaging. It was one of the Allure Best of Beauty winners, and it's, like, also so easy to remove. You can legit just remove them with warm water, and you can change them out as often as you want or keep them on for weeks. I actually have had a pair on for literally 2 weeks, and they look incredible, and I've gotten so many compliments. For me, it's always going to be about the Tab press-ons. They look so real, so they last so long, and it's literally $8 a set, which is ridiculous because I was paying over $100 a set. So obviously I have a code for you guys. You can visit oliveandjune.com/Eli for 20% off your first system. That's OliveandJune.com/Eli for 20% off your first system. You guys, go get that. Go hop on that train. Come budget with me and do your nails at home. Love ya. Yeah, I think I would choose Sam. Because I just couldn't choose Finn.
Who else?
It's not going to be Puck. It's not going to be Artie.
The
rapping.
I love him, though. Honestly.
I love that man.
Once again, shouldn't publicly say this, but, like, the cultural appropriation, like, I'll let it slide for Artie. Like, imagine him doing an Ice Spice song today.
Remember the episode where he swung on the rope, but he was in the chair still? Like, what was that? They were, like, in a forest or, like, a jungle?
It was, like...
Katie versus...
Yes! It was Roar. They were performing Roar.
Whose idea was it?
The fact that he was in a chair at all when he...
Well, you remember the whole plot of three episodes where Quinn is like, I'm in a wheelchair. And then they sing, I'm still standing.
Oh, my God.
That could not.
Like, that's so problematic.
I'm still standing. and we were all like, eats.
We're like, wow, such a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot. Okay. Back on it. Brittany.
Brittany S. Pierce. Love her.
I don't love her the
most. Really? Okay.
She's fine. But there was one episode where she, like, admits that she doesn't brush her teeth. And after that, I was like, shower. I don't know. I was just like that.
Clean your body.
That just overwhelmed me a little bit. Yeah. Like, for her character. But I love Fondue for Two.
I love when she ran for president.
Love when she
ran. Honestly, every Britney episode.
Being a genius.
Yeah.
Love the Britney Spears episode, obviously.
Yeah.
That one's in.
Like, love her, but, like, I say I love everyone, but, like, she's not, like, my girl.
She's not my girl. Yeah. Mercedes.
Oh, Mercedes, my girl.
Love her. Love
my
her.
My girl can I sing love everything. She's bust the windows.
TikTok. Bust the windows. Remember when that went viral on TikTok? I was like, no. You guys didn't get it. You guys weren't there.
You weren't there.
That pissed me off. But yeah, no, she's next level. I love the whole entire arc of her going to become like a recording star.
Yeah.
It's everything.
Like, oh God. She was just such a vibe. And like, I feel like so like real and yeah. like the realities of like what she went through and like, ugh.
Yeah.
Such a star. And like, I hated that like, you know, them separating, but, like, for her to get her moment to shine, like, yeah. was so necessary.
She just is
yeah.
that girl.
She's that girl. She is that girl.
She is that girl. I love her. Okay, Kurt.
Like,
You're trying to, like, you know, I like him.
No, yeah.
I like him. He's fine.
Like, he gave me great moments. Like,
yeah.
And I appreciate
it. I don't like his singing voice, which I think is a hot take.
Yeah, that is a hot take. I don't think I've ever heard anyone say that.
It's just not my favorite.
Yeah.
It's not my favorite. And I love his character. And he does get me on his side when, like, him and Blaine get in fights. Mm-hmm. I'm like, you're almost always in the right, babe.
I don't know. I'm like, Blaine is daddy.
Yeah, that's father. Oh, wait, that's definitely who I would choose.
Yeah, now that I think, well, no, I still stick, but he would be top three.
Yeah, I think I would choose him. But, yeah, he's daddy. And, like, here's the thing. Say what you want about Kelly Clarkson. I also wouldn't want the Warblers covering my song.
No, because there is not one song Somewhere that the Warblers haven't done that didn't, like, I go to sleep and I dream about Teenage Dream. Like,
it's so it. Remember the plot when the girl was like, I want to join the Warblers? And they're like, how are you even at Dalton? Like,
it's like, she doesn't even go here, but like, for real. Like, oh my God. Yeah. I think for me, Kurt, like, I can't think of like a song that he led that I'm like, oh my God, so good.
Yeah.
Other than 4 minutes.
Okay, wait. I was going to raise you Rose's turn. Everything's coming up, Kurt. That vibe.
Yeah.
You're like, that one doesn't do it for me.
Nah.
Okay, Tina. She's fine. She's always complaining.
Yeah.
And I'm like, some people here have things to complain about.
Yeah. Like, I like her style evolution.
Yeah. Love that. But then she was always complaining that she wasn't Rachel Berry. And I'm like,
well, duh.
Do you think, like, maybe if you had a fucking business that you could fucking bash about, you know what it takes to run a business.
But also, don't. I'm like, in the long list of who would be next, girl, you wouldn't even be top five.
It's Mercedes.
Like
Santana.
Yeah.
Like, it's obviously them.
Even Quinn.
Quinn. Like, yeah, sorry.
Like, Sorry, Tina.
It's Sue Sylvester.
It's why am I forgetting NeNe Leakes' character?
Coach Beast. No.
No, that's the football.
Roz Washington?
Yes.
Roz Washington.
Yeah, she's before
Roz
Tina.
Roz Washington. Yeah. Oh my god, Roz Washington came in and fucking ate it up.
Ate it.
My favorite.
Up.
My favorite.
So good.
They needed to introduce somebody for Sue to like have
like
beef
bridge.
With, but
yeah.
That was actually like could stand
dynamic.
Up to Sue.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Mr. Shue, it's like, take it easy, babe. Go to daycare.
No,
like,
he was.
Because you're a toddler.
Yeah.
Sue's going to, like, eat you up for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But, like, when Roz came in, I was like, yeah.
I was like, oh, like, this is equal weighted now.
Equal weighted. And what a fucking slay. Like,
what
a
like,
slay.
Oh, God. Now that was, like, good.
Coach Beast, though. Poor Coach Beast.
Yeah.
It's just, like, so mean. They're so mean to her.
Yeah.
Like, why are you guys, the students, bullying this grown person?
Like, honestly, the students were kind of assholes.
They were dicks.
Like,
remember the whole time when they were like, the whole part with the Chicago, they had to like apologize to Coach Beast because they were like making fun of her, and then
Coach
heard them.
Like,
and then they had to do a song for
I'm
her.
I'm like, if I'm like, okay, you guys are about to sing about this. Like, people could come for you. I mean, they do come for you. So recognize.
Yeah, like you guys are getting slushy. Don't go and slushy Coach Beast.
Which
emotionally.
I've always wanted to be slushy.
Same.
It's like getting slimed.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to experience that.
Yeah, yeah, same. It's so good. It's so good. Okay. Mike. I kind of am a Mike apologist.
Oh, hot take. Let's
like,
hear it.
Here's the thing. We're talking about Hailey Bieber being unproblematic and just, like, doing her things, like, for the most part. Like, he sort of just comes in, dances, and he's quiet.
Yeah.
Like, he's not making a stir.
He doesn't even sing.
No.
Like, he's very much Kevin Jonas.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Mike.
I like Mike.
Like, I would keep him. Like, if I had to do a draft of Glee, I would keep him in there.
If I got to kill any of the members, I would spare Mike.
If it was the end of times and they said, pick your starting lineup, like, he could stay. Maybe second string.
But here, who's not staying? Mr. Shue.
Wait. This is a hot take.
You would keep him?
I think I would keep Mr. Shue. Which, everyone hates me for this, but I am so
no,
sorry.
No, but I have to be honest. He cared about those kids.
He cared. And, like,
no one else gave a fuck.
As someone, like, I love the relationship you can have with teachers and
yeah.
how they can change it.
No, 100%.
Like,
100%.
Did he need to gyrate near the students? No. But, like.
Did he need to rap?
Ever.
No.
No.
Honestly, leave it to Artie.
Leave it to Artie. If anyone's going to appropriate, it's going to be Artie.
Mr. Shue, like, I'm so sorry. Some of the things he did were weird, but if you got thrown out of your house, you were on his couch. Like, his doors were open to you.
Like, oh, God.
Nice.
I love that. And, like, I don't know. He brought some pizzazz.
He brought some pizzazz. Sue Sylvester.
Love her.
Immediately slay.
Like, come on.
Forever.
She's, oh, like, she just gives, like, bitch. But, like, not, like, you bitch. Like, bitch.
But then she takes care of Becky, and I love Becky, so I'm, like, I'm pro Sue.
Yeah. Like, I think she's, like, if I had to rate 1 to 10, like, I think sometimes Sue can be a hot 8.
Yeah.
But, like, definitely up there.
She's up there. Puck.
I feel like kind of wrong even like talking about him. Okay,
yeah.
Puck the character. It was hot. Like, I gotta be honest.
You go, I can't talk about him. It's inappropriate. I'm gonna be honest. It was up there.
If I say my truth.
The Quinn and Puck, I like them.
Like, it gave me like, I'm in high school. I'm not having any jock after me. But like,
no.
This makes me
but
feel like I'm
other
living
thing
through them.
Is that like, the girlie who goes to Yale and, like, wears cardigan sweaters almost has to be in the relationship with the man like, that, like,
yeah.
rides a motorcycle and beats people up for fun. Like,
it's, like,
it
Rory
almost, like,
and...
Has to, yeah,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. 100%. Quinn. I like when she went punk.
That was fun. The little
emo.
Pink stripe.
Yeah.
She gave me such good bops. Like...
Yeah.
Yeah. And honestly, for her to have the power to convince a man, well, doesn't take that much, but convince a man that he impregnated her.
Yeah. I'm sorry, the way that I believed that as a kid, I was like, well, it was the hot
tub. I was like, yeah, the hot tub.
I was like, obviously.
It happened. Like, yeah, she's girly pop. Like, she wouldn't be in my starting lineup, but
oh,
I like
God, her. No, yeah. Yeah. Me either. Okay. Blaine.
Love at Blaine. At like, daddy.
That whole time when Rachel Berry has the party and then they like make out and kiss and the
like, I was like,
sitting there, I'm like, yeah,
can that be me?
Yeah, I'm like, that should be me.
That should be me. Like, I love Blaine. Like, I think it's hard to join a show like when it's like the main dynamic. The way they introduced him was so good.
Perfect.
He meshed so well. Like, I love Blaine Anderson.
Love him. Love like him.
And the vocals, he has songs that I'm like, yeah, yep, 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 yep.
Artie.
Mike.
Listen, vocally, he was carrying. He was carrying.
All the time.
All the time. They needed that voice.
They needed him.
I'm sorry, you look at this lineup in terms of the male vocals.
Yeah.
Finn and Puck can sing, and so can Sam, but he could actually really sing.
Yeah. No, I fucking love Artie. Like, yeah. Slay. Always, forever.
He's always mansplaining.
He can do no wrong.
He's always mansplaining.
Like, I'm like,
he's girl boss, gatekeep, and gaslight.
Sorry, I don't see it. I'm sorry. Not for Artie.
Sam.
Also Zaddy.
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 Trouty Mouth.
Trouty Mouth.
Trouty Mouth.
The Justin Bieber episode.
Oh, my God. Is that, like, your Roman Empire?
That's my Roman Empire. I'm, like, closing my eyes, picturing it right now. The purple hoodie.
The purple hoodie.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes.
Like, so I was going to ask you what your favorite episode is.
That is so hard.
Yeah.
I think it's when they won.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm Journey to Regionals.
Okay.
Because I just love the vocal adrenaline. I love vocal adrenaline.
Yeah.
I'm a vocal adrenaline. Like, I don't understand how the New Directions ever beat vocal adrenaline.
Really?
No. I think vocal adrenaline was on a whole different fucking level than them. Like, clearly the New Directions made their little set in a choir room at William McKinley High School.
Yeah.
Vocal adrenaline, they were doping. They were, like, on drugs to get to that level. They were, like, there was another.
They were going. Sponsored by Red Bull.
They yeah. were. And, like, Rehab?
Yeah.
They ate it up!
They did.
And also Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah. Like, you're not wrong. But something about, like,
The underdogs. Yeah.
Loser, like me. I actually have cried to that song.
Just go ahead and hate on me. No, that one's on my playlist.
Like, and you remember when they did, like, the Glee concert? Did you ever see that live?
Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't get to see it, unfortunately. It's a soft, like.
It's also, for me, it was the day of our 8th grade graduation.
Fuck.
And these two girls that were in the show choir skipped our graduation to go see it. And I was like, Jamie, I will never forgive you.
You're like, Jamie, fucking bitch.
You should have taken me with you.
Go fuck yourself, Jamie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, for me, it's going to be Journey to Regionals and Fleetwood Mac.
Okay.
Love.
I think for me, it's when they win, and then I'm trying to think. Honestly, it's kind of hard. Because I'm like,
hard.
I'm thinking of like, oh, I can say this. Yeah. Oh, then I'll say the Justin Bieber episode.
Okay, yeah, that one. I also love, and, like, this is, like, I obviously love it because I think it's, like, so beautifully done and, like, sad and emotional. I love The Quarterback. Like, I won't, like, go out and seek it, but I think it's, like, a beautiful tribute.
It's gorgeous.
It's really well done, and, like, all the songs, like, every single song they did is good.
Yeah. That was such a dark time. Like,
that was,
as a Gleek,
really fucking brutal, and I just, like, always think about the fact that they did the whole thing in one take.
Yeah.
Because they were all like, no.
Yeah.
And they went through a lot. Like, I'm going to be honest. I don't like that Glee watch back podcast. Have you listened to
it? I've never listened to it.
It's not. It's fine.
I follow Glee of the Week or something like that. But I've never listened to the, like,
the watch back. The talk back whatever one. Yeah, I don't love it. But they talk about, like, a lot of, like, what they were going through. Okay. And I'm like, wow.
Seems dark.
Dark.
I feel like most, like, shows
that are, like, ensemble TV shows with young people.
Especially, like, 2008 to, like, 2011. Like, you probably went through it.
Okay. Some rapid fires. What's your favorite Glee couple?
I'll just say Sam and Mercedes.
Yeah, me too. 100%.
But, like, I think that's
It's rude. And the fact that, sorry, this made me absolutely sob. The fact that she left a seat open, like she being Lea Michele on her opening night of Funny Girl in the audience for him.
No.
I was so hysterical. Like, I was like, no.
Like, I can't.
I have chills. Like, no.
Say what you want about her. Like, there's a lot of shit to say about her. But
yeah, there is.
Like, the relationship there, like, makes me, like, emotional.
Emotional.
Yeah.
Emotional. I really, really, really needed Sue Sylvester to be there, though, that opening night.
Yeah. No, I don't know why we didn't have that.
Yeah, she should have done that. She was in the show. She left.
Like.
She left the show. She didn't want to do it.
She was like, actually, I never want to see you again.
Yeah.
Which, okay.
Which I think most people from Glee might be
in the same boat.
The same boat. But you know what?
Don't ruin our memories, though.
Exactly. Don't ruin my Glee. Don't ruin
me. Like, I don't need to be in the real world of it all.
No.
Like, I just want to be in the fun of it. I want to be at McKinley.
Delululand. Yeah. I want to be at McKinley. What? Wherever McKinley is where I want to be.
Yeah, that's where my mind is.
Lima, Ohio. Is that a real place?
I don't think so. I want to go to Niata.
Sorry, the way that I thought that it was a real place, like, well into high school.
1,000%. Like, they make us, they put it in our brain that these places are real.
Kate fucking Hudson. They had, like, Kate fucking Hudson. You had Kate Hudson as the professor at NYADA?
Like,
you know, I listened to Ryan Murphy on a podcast, and he was like, when we were in our heyday, we could have gotten any fucking person. He was like, we could have gotten any celebrity. We could have gotten any album. Fucking artists were calling them.
Yeah.
Being like, do an episode on me. Like, people
were It was a moment
clamoring.
In time.
Yes, it was a moment in time. Like, that is, like, so real. I'm like, you bitches want to make fun of me for this being my favorite show. At the time, every single fucking major musical artist in the world was like, put me on Glee.
Yeah.
Get me on Glee.
You could never make me feel bad for loving Glee. Like, no. I'm a Gleek. I don't care. It's in my blood, okay? Like.
Loser like me.
Loser like me. I do not care. Like. The fact that celebs, like, felt honored to get featured.
They were like, this is a privilege.
Like,
Britney fucking Spears.
Multiple episodes.
Britney Spears. Like, are you kidding me? Like, and that's not even maybe the biggest person that did it. I'm trying to think of, like, the biggest celebs that did it. She's, like, pretty up there.
Yeah, they did Beyonce.
Oh, yeah.
At the time, Justin, like, he wasn't as big as he is now, but, like, still huge.
Yeah. No, it's insane.
Yeah.
And even, like, you would pan to the judges on, like, some random episode. And
it, oh, well, Beyonce wasn't in it. Sorry.
Yeah, no, but like, yeah, the music. But it would be, like, Olivia Newton-John, like, fully, like, Josh Groban.
No, it's
these are people that have schedules.
Schedules. It's, like, huge. Which, Josh Groban did the commencement speech at my college. Weird. Not my year, the year before. But, subtle
Hey,
vibe.
Josh. But he was, like, in Glee.
I know. It's, like, which... I feel like a fake Gleek because I did not realize that Phineas was in Glee.
Oh, my God. Yes.
I saw that on Twitter. It was like, oh, the Glee got. And it was like showing their different awards. And it was like, I texted my friends and I was like, wait, because I was going to send it to you. And then I was like, I cannot show up. Like, I don't know things.
No, 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 no. But it's like sometimes you do find out something about one of your favorite shows and you're like, wait. Was I fake?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel that.
I was like, okay, slay. They really, okay. Everyone.
I have one last final question for you.
Okay.
What are, like, your top three Glee bangers of all time?
Oh, okay. I've been thinking you're going to ask me that.
Okay.
Honestly.
I'm pulling up my playlist.
My phone's not. Okay, it's fine. I've been thinking about this.
You're like, I thought about it. I'm like, I did not.
Blame it on the alcohol. Like.
That's such a deep cut.
Honestly, what that song did for me is more than any after school program could do. Okay.
Yeah.
Like, iconic. Like, Mercedes, yeah. Artie. Yeah. Like, that was the start of it for me and Artie.
Yeah.
Like, 4 minutes.
Forget 4 minutes. Yeah, that one really hits.
And wow. Okay. I can't think of a third, which is weird because I've been thinking about this. But honestly, I'm trying to think of, like, my, like, oh, probably No Air.
Oh, my God. That's such a good one.
Yeah.
That's such a good one.
Like, Finn and Rachel together on that song is
so good. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to play you mine.
Okay.
This is my first one. Sorry. It's her mix. We're probably gonna get copyrighted. Okay, not the second one. Wait, also Ryan Murphy, call me. How could you not? Okay, and then my third one, I've already mentioned.
Okay, also honorable mention to Smooth Criminal.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. That one's like a Hall of Famer.
Or like Boys Mind. See? Yeah. Honestly, we could be here like all
day. Hall of Famer. We could be here all day. We'll have to have you back on the pod. But thank you so much for being here. This was so much fun. No, I absolutely love so you. Tell everybody fun. Where they can find you.
You can find me on TikTok and Instagram at The Sassy Northerner. It's a whole thing. And yeah, my Twitter is private. You don't need to see the fan account stuff.
Everyone go find her Justin Bieber fan account.
Now I just tweet about reality TV. So like if you really want to find me on Twitter, it's IDFK Mac.
Love it. Thank you so much for being here, Mac. I love you.
Love you. Thank you for having me.
Bye, guys.